Agricultural programming is made possible by Lernard Seed Service, an independent dealer providing DeKalb and Asgrow seed products, including Asgrow's new Roundup Ready 2-yield soybeans. Lernard Seed Service provides services to help customers in East Central Illinois maximize profits. 217-497-2270.
And for today, that's Morning Edition here on WILL AM 580. I'm Jay Pierce. Thanks for listening. Dave Dickey joins us now with our opening commodity market report.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Friday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading this Friday morning. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time in Kansas City. May wheat opened at 5:65, up 5 on the open. At the Board of Trade, May wheat opened at 5:22.5, up 7.5 on the open. July opened at 5:35, up 8 on the open. March corn opened at 3:53, up 3.75 on the open. May 3:62.75, up 4.25. July 3:72.5, up 4.75. December 3:92.5, up 4.75 on the open. March beans open at 8:80, up 17.5 on the open. May 8:63, up 11. July 8:62, up 10.75. November 8:09, up 9.5. January of 2010, 8:17, up 11.25 on the open. March soybean meal open at 2.71, up 2.20 on the open. May 2.6450, up 3.20. March soybean oil open at 30.83, up 39 on the open. May 31.05, up 34. April live cattle open at 84.20, up 30 on the open. March feeders 92.35, up 15. April lean hog 62.60, up 17.5. And March bellies 81.25, down 75 on the open. The Dow Jones Industrial Average at 65.79 is down 15 points. The NASDAQ at 12.83 is down almost 16. And the S&P 500 at 679 is down 3.25 points. We hope you join us at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana next Tuesday for the 2009 All-Day Agricultural Outlook Meeting. Our lineup is stellar. Glenn Ring of Glenn Ring Enterprises, ADM Chief Economist Perry Dixon, Westchester CEO Murray Wise, Bob Bastifer of First Midwest Bank, U of I Agricultural Economist Gary Schnicki, and WILL Meteorologist Ed Keyser will be there providing you expertise on the markets. Full details on the website. Registration next Tuesday begins at 8:15 a.m. Eastern Time. The cost, just $16, includes a light continental breakfast and a lunch. Thanks to these agribusinesses for helping to support this year's meeting, the Andersons, AgriGold Hybrids, ADM Investment Services, and L&M Commodities. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Mike Zuzolo of Risk Management Commodities. He is in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Mike.
Hey there, Dave. Happy Friday to you.
Thank you very much. And boy, it is good to be at the end of the week. It's been a tough week on the equity market. Although you begin to look at some factors and you begin to wonder if the marketplace, and I mean the grain marketplace, might have a short-term pop in it. The Baltic Exchange main C rate hit the highest point of the year. Copper is up at a three-month high. The dollar broke more than a dollar today. Are the stars lining up for a short-term pop?
They are trying, and I think it goes back to the stock market gains and losses continue to top this news in the commodity markets, Dave. You know, it's interesting. Since January 20th, we've lost about $1.6 trillion in wealth. And that's pretty amazing, and we have to keep that in the forefront of our minds. And I guess what I'm getting at is we had the Wednesday surprise in that the Chinese were expected to release another new fiscal stimulus package. We didn't get that fiscal stimulus package, and like you kind of lead us to, the commodities held up very well, and I think it goes back to the dollar. We really have been watching that very, very closely here. The dollar is hitting a major trend line right now of support today. It's bounced off of it. It's recovered about half of its losses. But I guess to be able to try and frame why would the commodities be able to withstand such pressure in the outside markets, such pressure from the unemployment data, such pressure from the ISM purchasing managers data, I think it probably goes back to not just technicals, but also why would you look at the dollar as a safe haven right now if the U.S. economy is getting so much weaker and the data is showing it that way and the Europeans are cutting their interest rates. And so that's probably your best scenario that you could kind of contrive here at this point to say, okay, can we get a grain rally, short covering rally here, led by the dollar liquidating? And I think that's what the market's really trying to watch for. Like I said, since the opening, we've seen the hogs go sharply lower, the dollar cut its losses in half, and now the S&P is back down towards its weekly lows, along with the Dow futures. Crude oil's cut its gains in half. It is a real tug of war. But I think as producers and commodity analysts, we have to go back and say $1.6 trillion of wealth has been lost in the United States since January 20th. If that's the case, don't expect demand to come back anytime soon. We have to really keep in the forefront of our minds that China is indeed hurting and the United States is still worsening, not improving.
Going back to your comments last week on the Dow, Mike, we still have a little bit more work to do to hit some of those downside objectives, that April 97 at 63.56, for example.
We're very, very nervous on the Dow right now, Dave, that the S&P and the financials. Interesting to note, on Wednesday, when the manufacturing like Caterpillar and some of the manufacturing natural resources stocks, commodity stocks were leading the market, financials were making new 52-week lows. So it wasn't a rally you could really sink your teeth into in terms of saying, hey, we're improving, the business cycle is getting better. And I think you bring up a huge point, because if the S&P continues to lead this market lower and you take 6,500 out on the Dow, you really have very little support until you get to around 5,600. Then you're talking about eating into tremendous amount of wealth and a tremendous amount of middle-class wealth. And that's where it goes back to, not just here in the United States, but globally. It's a tough, tough demand picture to have to paint here in the next few months. So what we're trying to say to our clients is, keep your May puts in place in the corn. Keep your puts in place for the beans. If we see the wheat break higher and break its trend line, we see the dollar break lower and break its trend line, you've got something cooking that you can take your hedges off and then come back in and anticipate some type of retracement, whether it's 23, 25, 38%, something like that, that then you can make some cash sales before the March acreage report. That's the kind of scenario we're laying out here if we can get a pop here. But if we don't get that pop and the stocks lead us lower, I don't think the commodities are going to be able to withstand it, because the dollar is going to be looked at as a continued safe haven.
So if we get that pop, are we getting it into a continued bear market?
Yes, I believe that's exactly what we're trying to promote here, Dave, because what we're looking at is the idea demand is bottoming. And when you look at today's unemployment figures, hourly earnings are also being cut. This really hurts your spending potential, hurts your demand potential. And so what we're looking for is a demand bottom, a business cycle bottom. And the best case scenario right now, even with today's numbers, is about the fourth quarter of this year. And if we get a fourth quarter bottom in the business cycle, you're probably looking at May, June before you get a real true shot, a good looking shot at bottoming the commodities and the stocks.
And it's also troublesome that every time these Labor Department reports come out, they are also revising past months significantly higher.
Absolutely, and that's why the commodity markets have taken the stock market as such a number one priority. They, you know, something that's out right now but very few have talked about is the wheat, and the 30-day update by the National Weather Service just came out earlier this week, below normal precip in the southern plains. And so we really do want to be on the lookout for the wheat to break its trend line to the upside, because it's got the best supply fundamentals out there as far as a short covering rally potential. Old crop beans, there's not a lot of old crop beans out there. We've heard a lot of anecdotal evidence of elevators not really wanting a lot of corn right now, but they're really on the hunt for old crop beans. So there's a lot of micro fundamentals out there just below the surface, but we've got to get through the stock market issue, I think, before we can really look at it, because until the stock market bottoms, the trade's going to price in weakening demand.
Does wheat, though, continue to grind lower if we don't see some supply scares?
I think that's exactly what we're talking about here, Dave. Is that you're
but I'm talking globally more than just
no,
us.
No, I don't think so. I mean, okay. I think at the $5 level March and near the $5 level in May, we've taken out enough premium. I really think that wheat is being beat up upon, once again, the dollar. If we would get a break in the dollar, I think that would coordinate with the break higher in the wheat in the world. The wheat demand has been pretty good. There are big purchases we've seen this week. Just hasn't been a lot of U.S. wheat, but at least we're using it and consuming it and purchasing it. So I think there's a lot of underneath the surface decent demand in wheat, and I think there's a lot underneath the surface, very potentially bullish in terms of short covering rally demand and pricing back in some risk premium in the wheat on the supply side as well. But we've got to trigger that dollar sell-off, it looks like to me.
Will next Tuesday's WASDE reports be a non-event?
I don't think so. I think you're really looking at a situation where they're going to have to make a decision on the ethanol because we haven't gotten the mandate increase. And we are still behind on exports. We're, 40% behind on corn exports right now. So I think the corn number could be very, very exciting in terms of the market. I think also I'm still looking for that bean yield reduction. I may be looking until I'm 85, but I'm still looking for it.
Yeah, 190, 195, something like that. Well, maybe you'll get it on Tuesday.
Maybe so. We'll be able to talk about it at the Beef House.
Thank you very much, Mike.
Okay, Dave. Have a good day.
You too. Mike Zuzulo of Risk Management Commodities. He is in Lafayette, Indiana. Let's go ahead and look at a few lead options. March wheat in Kansas City, 561 up 6 May, 565.5 up 5.5 May. Wheat at the board, 519.5 up 4.5 May. Corn, 360.75 up 2.25, now up 2.5. And May beans, 857.5 up 5.5. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana.